Welcome to episode 14 of the Modern Relevance of God podcast series here on Thinking with Somebody Else's Head. I'm Richard Lloyd-Jones. My dad used to say the problem with the human being was we were born without an owner's manual. I used to nod in agreement, but now I'm pretty sure my father was a little simplistic in his understanding. To be fair, I think he meant it in a light-hearted way, a joshing comment not meant to be scrutinized as to its theological accuracy. But like all things related to my spiritual understanding, I have to respectfully disagree with my dad's conclusion, while obviously valuing the naive and guileless way he expressed it. For not only do we have numerous written documents outlining correct behavior one with another and nation to nation, we have the universal knowledge deep in us from birth, guiding us to act in conformity with the principles of goodness, truth, and beauty. We feel ashamed when we're caught in a lie. We recognize and feel repugnance towards injustice. We try to hide our peccadilloes. Universal knowledge, infused, Plato called it, is in us from birth. The one in many is how it's defined, and these universal principles come to us intact and complete, and they form the basis of everything we do in society that's right, from personal commitments to looking after our health to negotiating business deals. The fingerprints of God in the human soul is how Kepi defines it. And we have examples to follow, too. Just in the last century, we witnessed grace and generosity in the face of injustice in Gandhi and King and Mandela. We have saints throughout history who were more virtuous than normal, so virtuous their bodies lie uncorrupted in defiance of the usual process of returning to ashes and dust. And we have the greatest example of all time in the life of Jesus. More than a great moral teacher, and he was certainly that, Jesus reminded us of what it was to be a true human being, elevating us to our correct level. Let's delve into that now with Claudia Bernhardt Pacheco.
According to the Bible, we have another chance. We have fallen to a lower state, a more dense state, which is time and space. But we still have a chance that following the revelation of a higher level of higher spirits, which is God and some angels and some theological, even spiritual revelation, which are things that we could not get through our own intellect. We could not understand. We could not get to it. We lost our infused knowledge. So revelation is needed to clarify what is really real, what is reality, what is the truth, because we lost that.
And would that be the reason that Jesus had to come here?
Yes.
Was to help us to
yes.
raise us in terms of our level of vibration?
Yes.
What we should be?
Yes. You spoke about Jesus and the necessity.
The necessity of Jesus.
Yeah, the necessity of Jesus. So the revelation started since Abraham started this writing and conducting the monotheistic people and then all the prophets. But it was necessary for Jesus to come because he came as a perfect
yes.
human being. He came as God, but also as a perfect human being. And through the psychogenetic resonance to influence all the psychogenetics of all creatures, of all human beings, of
yes.
course.
In a way to, well, he was God, but there is this human
yeah.
part.
And it was necessary this, to
yeah,
be human.
This is what I think too, Claudia, because he must have shown us what we were, what we are,
yeah,
you know, in our human form. Not that we're gods. I'm not suggesting that, and I don't think he was suggesting that at all, but that he was showing what the human being could be and should be.
Well, you can consider this under two aspects. One is the philosophical and theological, which is his teachings. He came to teach the best philosophy ever for a person to have health and to develop and to be happy. So he came with a teaching, which is love God, which is love, goodness, beauty, and truth above anything, and your neighbor as yourself. So this is the law and the philosophical premise he brought. From here, we can see that he's extremely universal. There is no person Islamic, Buddhist, Jewish, Christian, anyone, even atheistic, that would not accept that goodness, beauty, and truth are good. These are universal values. So those who do not accept this have chosen to be really evil. They have made their choice. Now, it's not only the teachings of Jesus, but there is also this scientific, genetic aspect. Every being is similar in the DNA. The DNA of a human being vibrates similarly to the DNA of another human being. That's why it's so dangerous to mix DNA of anyone. When a DNA of one individual is changed through resonance, through the inner vibration of the DNA, it affects all the others. Like the corn in Mexico, it has been preserved for thousands of years originally.
Original corn. Mm-hmm.
But as in California and New Mexico, they started planting genetically modified corn through resonance. The corn in Mexico,
it's changing. Good heavens.
Good heavens.
Not from contamination.
Contamination is through resonance.
Look at that. Genetic resonance.
Genetic resonance.
Incredible.
Far. Very far. So it's something that it's energetic. It's not material. It's energetic.
I didn't know that because, you know, this has been experimented with for quite a while now in England, Rupert Sheldrake and other people with behavior. Like behavior can be affected.
Genetically affected.
Across thousands of kilometers of distance.
So you can have an idea here and another person have the same idea on the other side of the planet.
Yeah,
because
wow.
Just because they resonate in the same vibration. And humanity as a race resonates. So it can elevate as a whole humanity in this planet through a new mentality. And we are getting to a new mentality. We are changing our mentality. We are becoming more conscious of many things. And this is affecting people that never heard about anything of what we speak here.
Right.
But they end up by thinking similarly to what we are speaking here. And this is a phenomena.
Great hope, too.
Great.
Hope.
Great. Because you don't need radio stations. You don't need anything. It's beyond time and space. And we as human beings, having brain and having consciousness, we affect people that are there. On the other side of the planet, just through resonance.
And this is why our resonance with Jesus's example is so important. And
because of the psychogenetics.
Yeah,
as a human being in the same kind of vibration, human vibration of this planet, a human being of the Earth has a similar vibration in the DNA. So the DNA of Jesus was perfect. No diseases, no deaths. So he was physically perfect, psychologically perfect, psychogenetically perfect. So his perfection in his DNA affected all the similar beings of the same species.
Wow.
And was able to raise up all humanity. So since he came, all human beings have
An increase, right?
An upgrade.
Yeah. An upgrade.
Upgrade in the condition. And it, not only his teachings, pay attention, his example, his vibration.
Upgrading our condition. Wow. Think about that. Not through billions of years of slow modifications to become a little better, but an upgrade instantly, outside time and space. Doesn't that give us a more attractive perspective on human life than the cold, uncaring universe of biology, where life is only interested in our sperm and eggs? Man was created for happiness and glory, Kepi writes in his masterpiece, Glorification, not for the situation into which he has put himself. Well, that's a revelation that sends shockwaves into the materialistic reality we call normal today. So, Jesus was essential for us, not in the confessing Christ as your Savior sense, but in the resonance sense Claudia was talking about that elevates our psychoenergetic condition. And that could also happen with Jesus' mother, too.
That's coming up in episode 15.